Gary Meyer on the 50,000-watt Blabbing Cabin. Steve, what's on your mind? Steve?
Yes?
Which Steve?
All right. One, two, three, Steve. And gone. Huh. Let me correct a few things or apologize. This text to 24720 says, every kid wants a gumball. Duh. I stated that Blockbuster is liquidating and every Blockbuster had a giant gumball machine and they're selling those off. And I thought, do kids buy gumballs anymore? Apparently they do, according to this. I didn't mean to say it. It was wrong, and I said it, and I didn't mean what I said, and I realize now that gumballs are still consumed by children.
Now it's become all
this.
It's
all this. I should have said that they don't buy payphones or typewriters, and it would have been right, but I said gumballs, and it was wrong, and I apologize.
Peace and love.
You're more exciting than gumballs?
Yes.
Or more popular?
More popular than gumballs? I said I was more popular than gumballs, and I regret saying it, and now if some disc jockeys in town will take my dickie and go stomp on it, I apologize.
Gumballs or candy or whatever it is or
whatever
what it might be.
It might be.
Or licorice or Buddha or whatever you...
Whatever you enjoy or don't enjoy, go ahead. I also said earlier that I tricked it up. And the text here says it's trick it out. Trick it out, not trick it up. I tricked
really?
It out.
Tricked up? A tricked up car, right?
He says trick it out.
Right. So he must be right.
He must be.
Because he texted.
These texts.
He texted, so he must be right.
If I wasn't working on this shift, I would be at home jacking with you with my text machine.
I know.
Right?
Because these are all vetted. There's a staff of five people. They go through all of them, and they say, these have been vetted. They're all true. Everything's fine.
I can get him to say Jim's name's not Jim.
Yeah, well, that's the fun of it. Who cares, right? This is not for college credit. What's the problem? I had Milt Rosenberger on yesterday, and he was for college credit when he was on.
Yep. Wow, for an hour, this place got classed up.
Yes, and then I went right from that to squirrels. Do they sleep?
Do they sleep?
312-981-7200. There's a story today. As we know, our fine governor signed into law gay marriage. Okay. I can't have a decent discussion because this... Whatever.
What?
Always has to goof on it.
What am I goofing on?
What am I goofing on? Oh, gay people.
No, it's
Boy, it was really interesting last night. I felt like I wanted to be in the front room, as we call them here, of Archie Bunker when all the newscasts led off with the gay marriage bill being signed. I was watching Channel 9, and Marcella Raymond was at a gay bar, and she said when she came out, well...
Hey, that's her business.
Her guys just want to find a nice guy. Who doesn't? I think she said something like that. All women want to find a woman if they want. Well, and then
You know what? Though, go ahead.
No, that was pretty much it. It was just, and I was thinking of somebody that cannot accept any of this. Their head must be popping off.
Well, and these things, you know, they don't happen all at once. Although historically, I mean, it's been pretty quick. But we've been talking about this for a while, civil union stuff, but. If you stop and think about what happened yesterday, I mean, whether you agree with it or not, it was a remarkable thing. I mean, it is remarkable that men are marrying men, women are marrying women. I mean, it just would have been unthinkable even 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. And
here we are.
One of the arguments, and I'll get some texts on this, what's next? We're going to be able to marry cattle? Ugh. I mean, it gets into this.
That's years away.
I could imagine you coming from a small town, as we discussed earlier.
They used to.
What's
Mary
that?
Cattle where he was from.
Okay.
I can be down there in 30 seconds.
It was his first wife.
Well, okay. If you have your taser gun, and I know you do carry it, your concealed carry on your taser, come on down and put it on his neck.
He's on the seventh floor. I'm not worried about it.
Sure I just put it away. I'm not going to waste a needle on him.
For those of you who are in offices along Michigan Avenue, in about 10 minutes, you're going to see Baba Bibble being chased by Steve Bertrand with his taser.
To the Benny Hill theme. Yeah.
And boy, when that taser lights up, it'll blend in with all the Christmas lights.
He'll do that like carnival jump with his feet going up in front of him. And
as he should. All right. Well, I don't even want to veer into any serious discussion because this is not the climate.
Well, no.
No, that's okay.
Go on.
No, go
good
on.
For a change. You're a
really
Hall of Famer.
What
go ahead.
What are you going to say about
it? I really mean it.
There were gay people in Manteno when I grew up. There still are.
Yeah, they got beat
up.
No, that's not true.
I go with, it's none of my business, and I'm not in charge. Nobody put me in charge. Nobody put anybody on this earth really in charge. I mean, you can say you're in charge by man-made laws and all that, but for the most part, we don't know. We don't know who's in charge.
I'll tell you, if I had that inclination, I think I would have been a gay icon. Because
here we go.
I get more.
I'm taking my taser out now, too.
I get more compliments from guys than I do from women.
Well, that's that's two.
Yeah, because you don't turn the heat on, right?
I mean, no, like today, I'm sitting there and I got my teeth cleaned.
By the way, that is strictly code because I know he doesn't go to a dentist.
That's like saying you take more jet flights than rocket flights.
No, I mean, I got my teeth cleaned and it was a male dental hygienist. And first thing I sit down, he goes, Doc Martens. Love them. Wear them all the time. Got into a nice conversation. Then later on, he goes,
here, let me try them on.
Yeah, then he goes, hey, is that the, I love that watch. What kind of watch you got?
And then he realized, when you looked at your watch, an hour went by, you had been knocked out.
My shirt was undone.
Yeah, your Doc Martens were in the other room.
You know, Jim, you totally put out the vibe. I thought you were gay for the first 2 years I knew.
A lot of people say that to me. Is he really married? Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
Now you can.
I love women. I mean, that, you know.
They don't love you back, but
no.
you love them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a one-sided affair, but I mean, if I had ever gone that way, like I said, too, I think that if I had become a priest, I would be at least a bishop. I would be a bishop, cardinal,
right.
And I might even be the first American pope because I've got a personality.
It's time for John Lennon to come back.
And whenever you want to display it, please let it out.
John just beefed up his security. Can you hear it?
No, because, you know.
Speaking of security, call security. He's obviously high on angel dust or something.
Smarties.
And Frank, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think the gay and lesbian community should be able to get married and enjoy the happiness of a beautiful marriage. And I think they should also be able to enjoy the happiness of a beautiful divorce.
Oh, you've been there?
On one end, the first end.
I can't talk about what ends at this point. Paul?
So you were talking about marrying animals, as you like to do. So a man walks into the bedroom with a sheep, and his wife's laying on the bed. He says,
wait, let me get the button ready.
This is the cow I make love to when you have a headache. The wife says, that's no cow. He goes, I'm talking to the sheep.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get to this story if I could have a little decorum here in Studio A in the Allstate studio. By the way, put on your jerseys and get ready to cheer on your favorite team because Chicago's Best will show you where to catch the big game Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. So as I was saying, the governor signed the bill yesterday. It doesn't go into effect until June 1st. What do we need to get ready? Why does it take so long?
You've got to generally write with legislation. Sometimes there are rules to be written and things like that, and the agencies in charge of the rules cannot write them until it's law.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. And the marijuana thing goes in January 1st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, that was really
That's going to be
dependable.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Plus, they have to make all the little same-sex things you put on the top of the cake. So they have to start cranking those out by June.
Who's got to crank them out?
Well, the company that makes them.
Is that what the state said? We will give you 6-7 months
to get a nice inventory of the two tuxes and the two wedding gowns.
Okay. Just want to know. A Catholic bishop offered prayers of exorcism yesterday in response to the governor's approval of an Illinois gay marriage law, and he suggested politicians are morally complicit in assisting the sins of same-sex couples. Bishop Tom Paprocki spoke Latin to send the message. And this is where I think he listens to the program because he was using a lot of my devil references. Listen to this. This is a quote. Be gone, Satan, father of lies, enemy of human salvation. Give way to Christ. The head of the Springfield Diocese delivered his remarks to a large crowd. I exorcise you, every unclean spirit, every power of darkness, every incursion of the infernal enemy, every diabolical legion, cohort, and faction.
He didn't throw Richard Strawberry in there, did he?
No, that's for too much drinking. Okay. So, of course, I looked at my list, and yeah, he was right on that list. Accuser, adversary, antichrist, author of all sin, awful monster, Beelzebub.
Clove. What was that cloved foot one? Isn't there a
chief of the demons?
See, it's hard that for
could
those
be
guys.
That could be the coach of
chief,
the DePaul.
Chief of the demons. It's Ray Meyer.
Rick Skull. May he rest in peace.
Well, the boys played.
That's nice.
The boys played.
It's hard for those guys though, because they probably are afraid. They've even lost the Pope. You know, even the Pope is kind of
right,
moving beyond them.
The Pope's been saying, "Settle down, relax." Slanderer, son of the morning. Well, that's Steve Cochran. Spoiler, tempter, wicked one. Fallen angel, all the stuff that applies to the devil, if you don't want to use the devil. Liar from the beginning. Liar from the beginning. That's what you are.
Well, you know, he was the most beautiful and loved of all angels.
And it just turned bad, right?
Then he tried to, you know, usurp God, and then that's when he got thrown down.
Sounds all, like Walter White.
Now it's all this.
I didn't say I was better than God.
Hey, for you people who love to hear about what's happening in our neighbor to the north, Wisconsin, Carl from Plover, who runs the worm farm in Plover, will be on after the 4:30 news to give us an update on what he's been doing and to tell us how he feels about his beloved Packers. That's after the 4:30 news. This is WGN. I love my Green Bay Packers. Who won the first Super Bowls ever played? I love my Green Bay Packers. I play that in honor of my next guest. It's Carl from Plover, Wisconsin. Every now and then he checks in with what's going on up north. And I haven't talked to you in a while, Carl, but you have to be reeling from the Packers this year after Aaron went down.
Oh, cry, how's she going, Mr. Meyer?
Good,
it's
Carl.
It's been a tough one there. You know, I think I told the wife there, I said, Hildy, I said, we should buy some stock in Bengay because the boys are just so beat up. It's ugly.
Yeah, and
it's not been good.
Have you pretty much thrown in the towel this season, or do you think they can resurge?
Well, you know, I hate to ever say that, but I'm kind of looking at, got the tree stands up there, so I'm kind of thinking about deer hunting right now because maybe Sunday afternoons might not be a bad idea to be sitting in the stand, you know.
So deer season is active now until when?
Oh, we go all the way till the end of the year there for bow hunting anyway. Gun season there started there. It's coming up there. We got the shotgun and the rifle, and that goes up north, and then everybody takes a week off to go and whack them that way. But I'm just more of a bow hunter, so, you know, I had a chance there 2 weeks ago, a really nice 10-point, but I shot the arrow right over its back. So I got to get back out there and spend more time. But it's been pretty numb cold up by me. We've been reporting, about 10 degrees in the morning, so it's been pretty chilly.
And have you bagged anything this season?
Not yet there, no. No, I did get a gopher. I got a gopher out of my trap, but that's about it.
A gopher?
Yeah, in the yard there. You know, the wife's been complaining that it's been digging up stuff, so I put out a couple traps for snares that went under the deck, and sure enough, we got her. Just about cut it in half, but it worked out well.
It almost was cut in half by the trap?
Yeah.
But I would think it'd be impossible to keep gophers out. There must be millions of them.
Well, yeah, they brood up in little families here and there, and as long as you keep the adults out, it pretty much keeps the herd down there pretty good.
Really?
Not too bad. Yeah.
Okay. And
it kind of puts them back out into the woods where they belong and let them go and dig a hole where they got to go and try to stay away from houses.
Is it Wisconsin that is having the coyote problem and they might offer $25 per coyote to kill them? Is that Wisconsin?
Coyotes, yeah. Well, we got a bit of an issue there, but see, we also got they've reintroduced the wolves up there, and we got them everywhere. They're all the way as far south down to Madison now. So they're starting to report wolves, and that's a totally different thing. Coyotes are pretty much afraid of everybody, but, you know, when you get out there and there's three or four wolves in a group or a pack, as they call them, not to be confused with the guys in Green Bay, but a different kind of pack. But it's a different thing. You know, they're pretty good-sized dogs. I mean, they're big animals, and they're reintroduced there, and we've got them, and they even got moose up on the border there by the UP.
And what other seasons do they have? I know they've got fishing and they got deer. Am I missing?
Yeah, Well, see, right now we still got some of the muskie tournaments still going on up there. So you've got, this is the time of year when the muskies start to feed heavy. So you start to put out some live bait, some sucker baits and stuff like that, and that's when you catch the real big trophy muskies is in late in the fall when they're feeding up before the ice comes.
You don't have the worm farm open right now, do you?
Oh, no, she shut down. She shut down. Since we've had so much cold here in the past, about a month, I guess it is. No, she shut her all down. I got everything pretty much rototilled over, and she's all done, and we're wrapped up for the season.
So how will you be spending Thanksgiving? A week from right now, you'll probably be sitting down with your family, and do you eat pheasant, or what do you eat?
Oh, we'll have turkey there. You know, we have wild turkey up here, too, even though I haven't had a chance. None of my buddies, Stosh or Augie, have not had any luck with the with the turkey hunting. I have never successfully been able to get one with a bow yet, but since I don't really gun hunt, but those guys, Scotch and Augie, use their shotguns and they'll go out and get wild turkeys. But we'll have venison for dinner. We'll do anything from a roast. We'll smoke it there for 4, 5, 6 hours, and oh, she's great. And we'll have a regular turkey, too. You know, pretty traditional.
And bow hunters, it's because you're a purist, that's it, or you don't want to mess up too much of your kill. Is that why you bow hunt?
No, really more so, it's more the sport. It's just a lot more fun when you know that animal has to be within 30 yards of you before you pull your bow back and let it fly. With shotgun or even rifle, I mean, rifle, the deer can be sometimes 500 yards away, you know, and it could be over on another farm and you could take a shot at one and put it down. Shotgun, you're probably about 100, 150 yards before you take it. But to me, it just doesn't seem that fair. It's not a sporting, you know.
There was a story about these guys that were deer hunting, and one guy shot his best friend to death because he thought he was a deer.
Yeah, that's another reason with guns I'm not real crazy about. It's kind of hard to do that with a bow and arrow. So you're up in a tree stand, you're up about 30 feet up in the air, and you're hanging on for dear life, and you wear a safety harness, and you do all the smart things that you're supposed to do, but these guys that all kinds of, you get every stories every year about somebody getting shot out of a tree or the gun goes off, bringing it up the tree. And not that there's anything wrong with gun owners because we sure love them in the state of Wisconsin, but it's just not sporting enough for me.
You know, our mutual friend John Roach told the story once where a woman was shot in her driveway because she had white gloves on and somebody thought it was a deer tail.
Yeah, that happens, and this time of year, especially when you've got that week of gun season, it's a real good idea not to be walking your dog at sunset or right at break of dawn. Just not a good idea.
And don't they say that you should wear those day glow vests?
Yeah, the blaze ones, you call it. Yeah, you have to, when you hunt, gun hunt, you have to wear a blaze vest and a blaze hat, blaze orange. Because you really stick out there through the woods, and then it's pretty obvious you can do that. In fact, there's a lot of guys that'll, once they do get a deer, they'll wrap the deer in a blaze blanket because you're dragging a deer through, and some guy sees it, and they think the deer is just crawling on the ground, and they take a shot at it while you're dragging it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Jewel still has meat in the meat section. I'll be glad to go there. Here's that story. It's out of New York State. A veteran volunteer firefighter and his father of two has been killed in a hunting accident by his best friend who mistook the man for a deer, fatally shot him. Bruce was walking out of the bushland as it started to get dark about 4:30 when his friend, who was hiding in a tree about 60 yards away, fired a shot that struck him in the chest.
Oh. Yeah, that happens. It's been happening. They have a youth season 3 or 4 years ago where there was a guy sitting up in a tree stand bowling, and somebody was out there with his daughter and him hunting with shotgun. And he was wearing blaze orange, but the slug went so far that he was on another ridge and got him in the back. And they found him hanging, coming out of the woods. Now, that's a horrible thing, but, you know, that's what happens with guns. I normally just stay low when the gun season, when they're out there with the guns, and that kind of stuff is just not as sporting to me, and I like to go have fun, you know.
On average, there are more than 20 shooting accidents, including about 3 fatalities, every season.
Yeah, oh, sure. Well, I mean, it comes down to even winter, summertime with the boats. You know, more people drowned not because of not being able to swim. It's because they stand on the edge of the boat taking a leak and they fall in and they're drunk. And it's more drunks have drowned in probably the Wisconsin River than anybody water skiing or anything else like that. So
and we've got snowmobile season coming up. So
oh, there you go. Yeah,
there's another element of danger.
You'll bet. You bet. High speeds with barbed wire fences. Nothing I like better.
All right. Hey, Carl, can you hang? Are these calls for Carl? I got calls for Carl. And if
it's
you
been
can...
a while since I talked to any of the folks. That'd be great, sure.
All right, hang on a second. Carl from Plover, Wisconsin. Carl from Plover, Wisconsin, in the house, or his house in Plover, Wisconsin. He's a worm... What's that?
You betcha.
He's a worm farmer and a hunter. And Jim is on the phone with you, Carl. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing? You're talking about deer hunting. I got family up off of Route 29 up near Wissey, Wisconsin. And anyway, my cousin and his neighbor decided to go deer hunting. Well, they're over in the house and looking out the front picture window, and there's this beautiful buck right there in front window. And needless to say, my cousin's neighbor shot right through the front window and nailed that deer.
Nice. Through the window.
Yeah, through the window, huh? Yeah. Nice. Real nice.
Through the window. Triple pane window.
Why would he do that?
We got the deer. He didn't have to go hunting for the day.
Okay, well, there's the that result. I got the deer. We can always get another window.
That's what you call hunting from the comfort of your very own home.
Ted, you're on with Carl.
Hey, hey there, Carl. How's she going?
How's she going? Oh, she's going good there. How's she going?
Did you take a drink from a bubbler today?
Yeah, we got a few here in town. There, you know what the bubbler is there, Gary. That's a drinking fountain.
Right.
People make fun of us. You know, you got the bubblers, the stop-and-go lights, all that kind of stuff you want to make fun of. Go ahead. Your question,
did you put anything? Did you put anything in a bag today?
Did I do what?
Did you put anything in a bag, or is that just Minnesota where they say that?
Yeah, that's a bag or a sack is down South Darrow. Yeah, they got all the different kind of things. We still drink soda. Yeah, I know.
All right.
But, yeah, it's okay. It's a good thing. You guys are there in the flatlands there. You drink pop. We know that. There's a difference.
Darlene? Charlene.
Hi,
I'm thinking Wisconsin names now. Charlene? It's Darlene.
Darlena. Yeah, there. Hi, Carl.
How's she going?
Hi. Oh, Carl, I missed hearing you. We haven't heard from you for quite a while. And my brother, we always listen to WGN, and sometimes I call in, and I know he just freaks out. But he just retired from truck driving, and I thought maybe you could just tell him happy retirement.
Oh, you betcha. So how long has he been running the rig?
Well, probably 35 years or something, but
right.
Or more. Yeah, big, you know how you... Chicago and all that, but if you could just say, hey, Denny, he's from Union, Denny Schultz from Union. You could just
say, hey, Denny Schultz, you happy retirement there. Get out there and get some, drum some worms and have a good old time there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Carl.
Is he a hunter, Darlene?
No, he was when we grew up on a farm, and he was when he was younger, you know, rabbits and squirrels and
sure.
Stuff like that, and pheasants, and yeah, my dad, too, also.
Great.
Yeah, but my son is, and I hate it when he goes deer hunting. You know, you're just afraid of the worst, what could happen.
Sure. And as we've heard, there is a lot that can happen. Thank you, Darlene.
Well, Gary, thank you. I love you forever. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Darlene, and I hope
Take
he
care,
enjoys
Darlene.
His retirement. So, yeah, there is another text here about, is there a pig hunting season in Wisconsin?
No, they really don't have a, I mean, what you got normally down south there, you got the wild boars, you get some of that type of stuff. There's such a small population of them. They might do a season for them. I have never heard much of it about doing any wild pig hunting there. But mostly, you know, what we got there is any of the trappers that are up farther north. I say anything, you know, probably everything just north of Plover and up is where I'm up there because I'm up in more of the rifle area, which is kind of can be scary because a rifle bullet can go over 2 miles. Vertical, you know, on a horizontal angle, so you got to really be careful during that time of year. But no, we're still wrapping up the muskie season, and some walleye are still hitting up there. And I hear some of the guys up there over by the Fox River over there by Green Bay are really slamming the jumbo perch right now, too. So that's been pretty good.
I assume that might be code in some sectors. When you shoot a deer with an arrow, you really have to shoot it in a particular spot, otherwise, you're not going to kill it, right?
Yeah, you got to get it in the vital area, you know, in the lungs or anywhere in that chest cavity there where you're going to take them down to the vital area. You know, the kidneys, the livers, anything like that you're going to put them out. You know, most gun hunters, when they shoot, I think most of the guys shoot right for the neck. But that area right there, right for the chest cavity, that part. Yeah, if you hit them back too far, they'll run forever. I mean, and deer are so resilient, they'll survive just about anything. I've seen deer pull arrows right out of their rump. So it doesn't bother them one bit.
or they, you know, some deer have been, they've seen them running through the woods where they have a leg broke or they got hit by a car, and they keep on living. There's three-legged deer out there every now and then.
All right. Well, Carl, yeah. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Always good to talk
to you.
Well,
you do the same. I'll have, you know, I'll make sure we make a little bit bigger extra venison roast for you, and you're more than welcome to come on up and see us.
Thank you. I always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Carl from Plover, Wisconsin. Wow. Sitting in a tree.
It's a whole different world, isn't it?
Watching, waiting. And then you got to hit it in the chest cavity.
Illinois deer season starts tomorrow. I don't know. Did you say that? Or
is it tomorrow?
Yeah, the first half of it.
I understand that you have to cull these herds because if you don't, it gets worse. They starve because everybody's fighting for the same food source. But it's just, I don't know. I can't. I can't. I know I eat meat and all that, and it's disingenuous with what right. I'm saying. But I don't want to be at the start
but
of the food
But you're not
chain.
Killing it.
I don't want to be at the start. Why you don't eat lobster, because it still looks like it was. WGN.